Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
On Center, good evening. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. This is a special report from ABC News Healthcare Killing Update. The manhunt for the gunman in last week's deadly shooting attack of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson has led to an arrest in Pennsylvania. Police in Altoona taking Luigi Mangione in custody, saying he's a person of interest after a McDonald's employee called in a tip from photos of the suspected gunman. ABC's Aaron Katursky says authorities say they found fake IDs, a mask, and a gun similar to the one used in the killing.
The authorities credited good old-fashioned police work with getting that image out from the countless hours of surveillance footage from 60,000 surveillance cameras in New York City, and then the heads-up member of the public who called it in.
Authorities say he is being held on unrelated gun charges and say Mangione is from Maryland. The 26-year-old also graduating from the University of Pennsylvania in 2020. This is ABC News. The fate of Alex Jones's InfoWars platform back in the spotlight as a Texas court reviews allegations of fraud in its bankruptcy auction.
A bid by The Onion satirical outlet to buy Alex Jones' InfoWars platform is under scrutiny today in a Houston courtroom. Jones alleges collusion after a trustee chose The Onion's lower bid in a November auction over his own affiliated company's higher offer. The sale is part of Jones' personal bankruptcy case following $1.5 billion in defamation judgments over his false Sandy Hook's hoax claims. Proceeds from the sale are intended to go toward the Sandy Hook families and Jones' creditors. Dave Packer, ABC News.
More than 180 people killed in Haiti's capital this weekend amid a spike in gang violence. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said the violence in Port-au-Prince was orchestrated by the leader of a powerful gang. These latest killings bring the death toll in Haiti this year to 5,000 people. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Mostly cloudy and cooler tonight with a low of 25. Partly to mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow with a high of 31. And mostly cloudy and chilly tomorrow night. Flurries are possible with a low of 18. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly clear. The winds are out of the northeast at 14 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 42 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today is Monday, December 9th. Good evening. For WRCO News, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that the Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned two cyber tips as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for reported possession of child pornography. This morning, at approximately 8:30, deputies completed a search warrant as a result of this investigation. Deputies took into custody Talon G. Miller, 19 years Old from Lone Rock for three counts of possession of child pornography and one count of felony bail jumping. At the time of the arrest, Miller was currently serving a diversion agreement for similar acts that generated a cyber tip in May of 2023. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Digital Evidence Unit, and Richland Center Police Department. Yesterday afternoon at approximately 3:39, the Richland County or Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 27986 County Double D for the report of a barn fire. Fire personnel en route requested mutual aid for tenders and manpower. On arrival, fire personnel found a fully involved barn fire. All livestock were able to get out of the structure, and the barn was a total loss. Firefighters were on the scene for around 5 hours. No injuries were reported. Assisting at the scene were the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, Richland Electric Co-op, Yuba and Cazenovia Fire Departments assisted on the scene as well, as also the Muscadet and Blue River Fire Departments also assisted. Saturday afternoon at approximately 3:13, Sunday afternoon at approximately 3:13, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a barn fire near Sinbad Road and Union Valley Road in the township of Linden. Cobb First Responders, Dodgeville EMS, and the Dodgeville Fire Department were immediately dispatched, with Dodgeville Fire providing automatic aid. Due to the size of the structure, a MABS box alarm was activated for additional mutual aid. Alliant Energy, Ridgeway Fire, Montford Fire, Livingston Fire, Mineral Point Fire, Rui Fire, Stitcher Fire, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies were requested to the scene. The fire was extinguished and all units returned to their stations. Also yesterday afternoon at approximately 3:13, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop at U.S. Highway 18 and Bennett Road in the city of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, John M. Shipp, 41, of Beaver Dam, was arrested on charges of operating while suspended, possession of methamphetamine, possession of THC, second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture methamphetamine, and bail jumping felony, second time. Shipp was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he is currently being held. And also yesterday evening, at approximately 6:50, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop at U.S. Highway 18-151 and County Road Y in the township of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, Stanley Wilkerson, Jr., 45, of Mineral Point, was arrested on possession of THC and possession of drug paraphernalia. Wilkerson was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he is currently being held. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has been awarded a $7 million comprehensive opioid stimulant and substance use program grant from the U.S. Department of Justice to implement the Wisconsin Deflection Initiative. The initiative aims to connect individuals struggling with substance use disorders to treatment and support services before they experience crisis overdose or criminal justice involvement. Through partnerships between law enforcement, emergency services, and healthcare providers, the WDI will create multiple pathways for accessing treatment across Wisconsin communities. The funding will strengthen efforts to connect individuals to stabilization, treatment, and recovery services. By intervening early and connecting people to appropriate care, the Wisconsin DOJ can help break the cycle of addiction and reduce involvement with the criminal justice system. The program will be implemented across multiple Wisconsin jurisdictions with a focus on urban, tribal, and rural communities. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has been named the recipient of the 2024 Diversity Award for its commitment to creating a diverse and inclusive workplace. The Diversity Awards was established by in 2000 by the State Council of Affirmative Action and recognizes state agencies for dedication to the recruitment, retention, and promotion of a diverse workforce. The DPI received the honor for its 2024 through 26 Equity and Inclusion Strategic Plan. Through targeted recruitment initiatives, the DPI has improved outreach to underrepresented groups and diversified applicant pools. In addition, the department has made a variety of accessibility improvements, including hiring its first ever American Sign Language interpreter. The creation of a leadership development program provides the ongoing leadership training to staff to strengthen the department's culture and climate. Results from a survey show measurable progress in the department's culture and climate initiatives. The Diversity Award was presented to DPI staff during the 2024 Diversity and Virginia Heart Special Recognition Awards Ceremony, which was held at the Wisconsin State Capitol on Friday. As the holiday season approaches, AARP Wisconsin is encouraging Wisconsinites to be extra aware of possible fraud schemes. Courtney Ann Clam manages the Fraud Prevention Outreach for AARP of Wisconsin.
We know people are buying gifts and giving back to those in need, and criminals know that too, and they take advantage of it.
One scam to be on the lookout for is package delivery scams.
We know people all across Wisconsin were getting those text messages where people were claiming that there is an issue with your package. It was maybe coming from somebody pretending to be the post office or Amazon, and they would say, you know, there's a problem with your package, click this link, and then they'd ask you to enter personal information or payment information for a re-delivery fee. And unfortunately, those scams are trying to collect information and steal your payment information in particular.
Other scams that are centered around the holidays include fake charity scams and gift card scams. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection receives tens of thousands of complaints about these scams in the state of Wisconsin each year. Unfortunately, senior citizens are highly targeted for a reason.
Older people are generally just very trusting, right? Especially here in Wisconsin, we're Midwest nice. So when the phone calls and it's somebody who needs help or who is looking for information, our older Wisconsinites are from a generation where they're raised to answer the phone and be polite. And criminals tend to target older folks because when you think about it, older people have had most of their lives to work and save money. And so there's a bigger nest egg, for lack of a better term, that criminals can target and potentially steal from those folks. And really, when we look at the data from the Federal Trade Commission, it shows us that older people report actually being the victim of a scam less often than younger folks. However, when they lose money to a scam, they lose more money. So that goes back to criminals know older folks tend to have those lifetime savings and assets that they can take advantage of and steal.
Courtney Ann Clam suggests how to avoid being scammed.
Be more wary. If you get a random phone call or an email or a social media message, you don't have to answer those. And a lot of the time, you know, real friends and family, healthcare organizations, stuff like that, they're going to leave you a voicemail if they call you, and you can call them back. But that unsolicited contact is always going to be your first red flag. And then the other thing is, if somebody is claiming that you owe money, whether that's you get a contact from someone saying they're from the IRS and that you owe money, to just stop and reach out to the IRS yourself, and if that person asks you to pay by gift card, immediately cut off contact, because the payment by gift card is a huge red flag for it being a scam.
When purchasing or donating, use credit cards. They give you more protection. More fraud protection information can be found on the Wisconsin AARP site at states.aarp.org/Wisconsin and enter in the search engine the word fraud. Ithaca Middle School and High School musicians will take the spotlight in a concert this evening beginning at 7 o'clock in the high school gym. Under the direction of Mary Beth Behrens and Wade McCoy, the 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade and high school bands and choirs will perform Sounds of the Season. Admission is free and open to all. Bauer, Gunnell, Dalton, VFW Post 2267, and Auxiliary will once again sponsor their annual fundraiser for local veterans and the Tomah VA on Wednesday, December 11th from 9 to 3 at the Richland County Bank Lobby. All items donated must be new and can be wrapped or unwrapped. Used items cannot be accepted. Please secure items in clean boxes or sturdy bags. Monetary donations are also accepted. Please make checks payable to the VFW Post 2267 Christmas. For more information, call Commander Marge at 608-647-4884. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced his staff will be available for mobile hours. Staff will be at the Ruth Culver Community Library tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. Also on Monday, December 16th, at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center from noon to 1, and Viroqua City Hall from 3 to 4. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. WRCO News time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerome Edward Jerry Lindscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Jerome Edward Jerry Lindscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Joanne Elizabeth Robertson Tracy, 89, of Boscobel, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service Wednesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Joanne will be laid to rest at Basswood Cemetery. Immediately following the interment, a luncheon will be held at the Cottonwood Supper Club in Fenimore. Donations may be made to the family or a Grace Hospice. Joanne Elizabeth Robertson Tracy, 89, of Boscobel. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, temperatures were quite warm today for this time of the year, running about 20 degrees above normal, but a big switch now the next couple of days as Arctic air gradually builds down from Canada. That'll knock us back a good 20 or 25 degrees by the time we hit Wednesday and Thursday. A few flurries and snow showers are likely to come down as well with the cold air, especially for us late Tuesday night and Wednesday. Could even be a dusting or half inch out there in some spots, so watch your travel conditions on Wednesday. Then we should dry off for Thursday and most of Friday. A new weather system coming in from the southwest should bring us some accumulating snow Friday night. Right now, it looks like the potential is there to get a good coating of snow around here, possibly a wintry mix as it warms up into early Saturday. Then it should move away and be quiet for the rest of the weekend with milder temperatures. There could be some more precipitation early next week. Here's that forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy and cooler as temperatures dip down through the 30s in the evening. 25 late tonight. West and northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Partly or mostly cloudy tomorrow, high about 31 degrees. Northwest wind between 8 and 15. Tuesday night, partly or mostly cloudy. Flurries are possible, low 18. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, cool and breezy. Scattered snow showers expected, high near 23. Heading into Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy, and rather cold. Low near 1 below 0. High temperature just 12, wind chills staying about 15 below most of the day. On Friday, turning cloudy and milder with some light snow likely by evening. Right now, it looks like 1 to 3 inches would be possible Friday night, possibly becoming a wintry mix late Friday night with a high of 30. Saturday, cloudy and mild. Light snow or wintry mix ending by late morning with a high of 36. We could climb all the way to 40 on Sunday with partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 41 degrees after a daytime high of 48 and a morning low of 32. Yesterday's high was 53, was 2 degrees short of the record set last year of 55, and we received no precipitation. Today's record high was set back in 2020 with a high of 56 degrees, and a record low of 12 below was set back in 1972. Last year's high was 42 with a low of 32. Sunset took place tonight at 4:26, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:23. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 8 to 11 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.78, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 41 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school schedule.
There's a light dusting of games in the area tonight. In area basketball, it's Kickapoo playing at Wonewoc Center. Iowa Grant is at Albany Monticello. Also in the area, Cooley Christian Providence travels to Seneca. It's Dodgeville at Mount Horeb. Fenimore travels to Highland. It's Stockton, Illinois at Benton. And Southwestern is at Argyle Pecatonica. Those are all girls' games. Coming up in the boys' circuit tonight, River Valley travels to Broadhead High School for a battle against Broadhead tonight. It's Wonewoc Center traveling to Lafarge in a Scenic Bluffs and Ridge and Valley Conference matchup. River Ridge, Illinois is at Belmont. Clinton at Marshall. And coming up, a non-conference game featuring the Richland Center Hornets at Wisconsin Heights. The Hornets are trying to bounce back after a loss Friday afternoon at Fiserv Forum to Baraboo. Coach Brian Poles talked about some of the conference teams and how they have stacked up so far against other squads prior to conference action.
Lancaster has been impressive. We know that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. They had a nice win against Darlington earlier this year. We know Platteville is going to be a really tough out. They've got a lot coming back. The league MVP, Lucas Ludlam, great player. He's coming back for Platteville. So far, no real big surprises that we've been seeing. Although, admittedly, we've got maybe one eye on those scores, but we're most focused on just getting off to a good start with our team.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
In his third game back, Bucks forward Chris Middleton scored 7 fourth quarter points in a 118-113 victory over the Brooklyn Nets yesterday. That ended a brief 2-game losing streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points and took down 11 rebounds, while Damian Lillard passed for 11 assists. Brooklyn had a 4-point lead with 3 minutes left, but couldn't hold on. Milwaukee meets Orlando at home tomorrow night in a quarterfinal round game for the NBA midseason tournament. The Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a weekend sweep of Minnesota State with a 5-0 victory on Saturday. The Badgers have prevailed in 19 of 20 starts this season. Freshman Maggie Scannell led the way with 2 goals. Lyella Edwards, Caroline Harvey, and Casey O'Brien each had 1. It was the 6th shutout for goaltender Ava McNaughton. Badgers don't play again until January 2nd at home against Ohio State. The Wisconsin men's hockey team failed to hold a 2-goal lead on Saturday at home, dropping a 3-2 decision in overtime to Michigan State. The Spartans are the top-ranked team in the country. Goals by Owen Lindmark and Christian Fitzgerald gave the Badgers a 2-0 lead in the second period. Michigan State bounced back to tie, then won the Big Ten game on a score 3 minutes into the overtime. UW has skated extra time in every conference series this season. It plays at Michigan next Friday and Saturday. Detroit's 34-31 comeback victory over Green Bay last Thursday night averaged 17.29 million viewers, making it the most streamed NFL regular season game in history and Amazon Prime Video's most watched game since exclusively taking over the primetime package in 2022. According to Nielsen, the audience peaked at 18.87 million viewers during the first half, also a new high. The previous record for Thursday Night Football on Prime was 6.23 million for the Dallas Cowboys 20-15 win over the New York Giants on September 26. Through 12 games, Thursday Night Football on Prime is averaging 13.61 million and a 9% increase over last year's average at this point. And Juan Soto signed a $765 million 15-year deal with the New York Mets. If Juan Soto replicates his 2024 performance through his $765 million 15-year deal with the Mets, he'll make roughly $1.2 million for every home run he hits. He's hardly the only superstar athlete earning outrageous sums for each of his accomplishments. Some NFL quarterbacks make more than $3 million per game. Stephen Curry could make roughly $161,000 per three-pointer. The past regular season, Lionel Messi earned $229 for every second he was on the field with Inter Miami. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
On the seventh day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me, buy one, get one 50% off all Times Fraser Fir candles. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Corn was higher Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs all finished some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed as traders adjusted spreads while keeping an eye on demand and crop weather in Argentina and Brazil. USDA's updated supply and demand estimates are out Tuesday. January beans were down 3 3/4 at 990. March was 3 3/4 lower at 995.5. January soybean meal was up $2.20 at 289.60. January soybean oil is down 17 points at 42.80. Corn closed modestly higher, monitoring the generally favorable conditions in South America, with CONAB's new outlook for Brazil out Thursday. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be positives. March corn was up 1 3/4 at 441 3/4. May was 2.5 higher at 447 3/4. And wheat was up on fund and technical buying. The trade is waiting for Russia's export cap to kick in early next year. That could boost global demand for U.S. wheat. That also depends on the dollar and other exporters. March Chicago wheat was 1.5 higher at 558 3/4. March Kansas City was up 5, also at 558 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat Monday was 6 3/4 higher at 603 1/4. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher, digesting last week's direct business while watching the distribution of this week's show list. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live was up 85 at 187.02, and April was 65 higher at 188.95. January feeders were 2 lower at 255.80. March was up 52 at 255.20. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads, with February lean down 82 cents at 86.50. The April hog contract to start the week was down 65 at 91.20. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Kansas and Texas, but lower in Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices weren't established on Monday. Significant trade volume is expected sometime midweek or later. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 210 at 314.14. Select closed 261 higher at 279.34. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, up 2,000 on the weekend, down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 89 cents with a weighted average of 81.02. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of 80.50 and 81.40. Pork values close higher, up 247 at 93.63. Ribs and hams were both sharply higher. And the estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, even on the week, and up about 27,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Field.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brown Field. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says he's concerned about the continued layoffs that have occurred throughout the ag equipment industry.
Tighter credit conditions and weak farm commodity prices are just having some negative impacts on farmers, and they've expressed that in terms of buying less and less equipment, farm equipment, and making do with used equipment, making do with what they've got.
More news is next.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3-UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC-5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Give more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Policy expert says he expects a lot of uncertainty as President-elect Trump prepares for a second term. Jim Wiesmeyer says there are some concerns for agriculture in the second term, but there are some opportunities.
One of his signature issues during his first administration was deregulation. For every new regulation, he had to have four go away. Now I think they're going to double that.
An extension field crop pathologist at Purdue University says a new map to track red crown rot could be good news for farmers. Darcy Talenko says the map can help future disease control.
To give growers and industry an idea of where we're documenting some of these new or emerging diseases, identify when they move into the next season. So when we move into 2025, do we need to keep an eye out to see if that's a disease on your farm you need to be watching?
The U.S. Dairy Export Council says total U.S. dairy export values were up 11% from last year to $695.7 million. I'm Brent Barnett with Brown Field.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
No holiday lull. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brown Field. The grain markets tend to go quiet during the holidays, with fewer trading days and traders taking time off. But Joe Barker with CHS Hedging says he expects volatility through the end of the year because of an uptick in export demand. He tells Brown Field that momentum should carry over into the early part of 2025. More after this.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Luke Patterson from River Ridge High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Luke runs cross country and track and plays basketball. He's in National Honor Society, band, and FFA, and he loves to show cattle through 4-H.
What I enjoy the most is like every day, getting up, having to go feed them and take care of them, groom them.
Luke enjoys farming and the hard work that helps others.
The hard work that we consistently put in every day to keep our family farm running and then be able to put food on the table for not just ourselves, but a lot of people across the country.
He plans to get a degree in animal science and share that knowledge when he returns home to make farming a career.
Since I was little, I've always wanted to come back and farm. That's really the only job I ever wanted to do. Should hopefully be able to do that after I go to college and get a degree.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Jess Hedging, Senior Director of Brokerage, Joe Barker, spoke to Brownfield ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday and said grain markets are off their lows.
One of the old sayings in our business is the cure for low prices is low prices. And what's happened is we've gotten to a level where we have found demand. And we have wonderful export demand for our corn right now, good export demand for our soybeans right now, and decent demand for our wheat. And so we've come off of those lows. As we do this interview today on November 26th, you know, the corn market is roughly 30, 35 cents off of those lows that we hit in late August. And that's partly due to this export demand and then the corn market. And then also when we talk about who uses corn, the ethanol plants are generally making money right now. Hog feeders are making money. Cattle feeders are making money. People who raise poultry and eggs are profitable. And so we've gotten to that level where we have found some demand. And so in general, I don't have a big reason for corn to go back below $4 anytime soon. And I think if export demand stays strong as we head into the first of the year, we could be a little bit firmer from here.
He tells Brownfield the price outlook is improving.
I am optimistic that we can see December of 25 corn futures back above that 450, maybe even the 470, 480 range as we get into the planning season that'll be coming up January, February. We get into the USDA Outlook Conference. In general, like we just talked about, exports for corn are really good. That'll help the old crop demand. And then, you know, you talked about expenses for growers. A couple expenses that have really picked up over the last year are the interest expense has come up quite a bit compared to where it was, you know, 1-2 years ago. And land costs are still quite high for growers. And so they need to be thinking about all of their expenses, not just their input costs as they pencil out what their objectives need to be. And so, you know, as we look today, December 25 corn is 430.5 cents right now. If we can get up to that 470, 480 range, I think that is likely profitable for most producers, and they should really be considering what they're going to do if we get back up to those levels.
That's CHS Hedging Senior Director of Brokerage, Joe Barker. For more, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
At Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the auction. Plus, they milk all lactating cows after the sale to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. The Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. Find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a ball. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. Oh, she's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a ball.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry resale clothing for the whole family.
And you just heard from Diamond Rio with Unbelievable on Country and Community, and George Strait bringing in the Christmas spirit with Christmas Cookies. And good evening, I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here, and I'll be bringing you some great music up until 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school sports. It'll be Richland Center at Wisconsin Heights. Hoping you're having a great Monday, and thank you for making WRCO part of your evening and part of your day. And as you know, I was sitting in for Joanne Krulatz for the newscast today, so I've been kind of hanging with you guys off and on since the noon hour, and thank you once again for making WRCO a part of your day. And hopefully the work week started off well for you. Temperature wise, was still pretty good. It was slick this morning, so hopefully you got to wherever you were safe. I guess with that, the temperatures dropping and with the wetness and stuff with all frost, it made conditions slick and there was a few accidents. So hopefully anybody that did get kind of in an accident or got caught up in the weather there was, hopefully you're okay. So that's all we hope for. That's one thing about this time of year. It's nice to have nice temperatures, but always be on the lookout because there's always that black ice or whatever. So please drive with caution, folks. Right now at 5:50, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer is at 40 degrees. Our winds are out of the northeast at 15 miles per hour, so it feels like it's 27 degrees out there. So be sure to keep a little bit warmer, a little bit cooler with that wind there than it was the past couple days. But enjoy your evening all together. I just wanted to let you know that the Richland Center Rotary Lights in the Park is being held tonight, and the exhibit opens each night, usually with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-throughs from 7 to 9. However, this evening and next Monday, the 16th, will be drive-through only, so there will be no walkthroughs, so drive-through will start at 6 o'clock. And also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1, at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
Ladies, what are you getting for the men in your life for Christmas? This is Jamie at J.G. Welsh Jewelers in Richland Center. We now have more men's jewelry than ever. My favorite, Glock watches. The name says it all. Quality. Your man will understand when he hears the word Glock. Or maybe your guy wants to wear an American flag dog tag necklace. We have lots of options. We can even personalize it with his nickname or whatever. Maybe your man is a gold stacker and would appreciate one of our estate gold pocket watches. J.G. Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, your new go-to store for guy gifts.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must
LA. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Tell no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
The hum of a favorite carol, the rustle of wrapping paper, the crackle of a cozy fire, these are the sounds that fill our hearts during Christmas. Listen closely. The season is singing just for you. Treasure every note, every moment.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
As the nights grow longer, the lights of Christmas shine brighter. In every flickering candle and twinkling bulb, there's a reminder of hope, love, and the promise of better days. Let the light of this season guide your heart.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Joan Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
100.9 WRCO.
Children laugh.
streetlights, even stoplights.